And after we homesteaded, me and my wife, we homesteaded, and I loved it so well until I didn't want to sell not now a piece of my land, not then at all.
Now let's back up to the attempt in Big Delta. You tried to homestead in Big Delta, but you gave that up and you came back to North Pole. What made you change your mind?
Oh yeah, on account of it was 2 foot of drive to work. And it worked all up here, and I had just, I could wing right, plus to get the house in quicker. And they elected me, from what I could hear, we're going to be in a work down there in a long, long time.
At Big Delta.
Big Delta. So that's why I give up, because it was just 2 foot of drive to work every day.
Okay. So when you made the decision to get back up in this area, now tell us about the homestead that you started in the North Pole area.
Actually, I had two homesteads in the Lost Fair area. One was where the park at between Fairbanks and Allison, Moose Creek. Our homestead back over there, but the road was, we didn't have no road, we had to go through the woods, and it was so bad, and so we just couldn't get in, not because it rained all the time, yet about. And so I thought I'd stop that on the side, right where they parked that down on, I'm trying to call the name of the place. Anyway, we call it park now. And I come back up to where I'm at now. Up there where I park him on McCormick Road. That's back up closer to town. I'm getting out of there, the mud and water, slop.
So how many acres did you homestead at that site? And that's near Plaque Road?
That's right. Yeah, not too far.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about a mile from what I had the other homestead.
Okay. And how big is that homestead site?
Both times was 106 acres.
106.
Yes, that homestead 106 acres there, and the homestead 106 acres where I'm at now. Mm-hmm. That's when I turned that back and got this one.
And do you still own this property?
My homestead?
Mm-hmm.
One.
One of the homesteads you
right.
still own?
Right.
This one.
All 100?
Now.
Yeah.
All 160 acres?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.